Le camp est situé près d'un ancien jardin zoologique à environ 8 km de Weimar, où Goethe et Schiller ont vécu et sont morts. On y arrive par une route bordée de chaque côté par de magnifiques arbres, des pins et des châtaigniers. C'est une promenade idyllique qui rend l'horrible contraste à la fin du voyage encore plus révoltant. Le camp fut construit en 1937 par des prisonniers politiques pour eux-mêmes. Combien nous étions sourds à cette époque aux récits de cruauté et aux cris de souffrance qui parvenaient jusqu'à nos oreilles, sinistres signes avant-coureurs de la masse des tortures et des crimes qui devaient suivre.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Carl Phillips speaking to you from the Observatory at Princeton. I'm standing in a large semicircular room, pitch black except for an oblong split in the ceiling. Through this opening, I can see a sprinkling of stars that cast a kind of frosty glow over the intricate mechanism of the huge telescope. The ticking sound you hear, the vibration of the clockwork. Professor Pearson stands directly above me on a small platform, peering through the giant lens. I ask you to be patient, ladies and gentlemen, during any delay that may arise during our interview. Besides the ceaseless watch of the heavens, Professor Pearson may be interrupted by telephone or other communication. During this period, he is in constant touch with the astronomical centers of the world. Professor, may I begin our questions?
Any time, Mr. Pearson.
Professor, would you please tell our radio audience exactly what you see as you observe the planet Mars through your telescope?
Nothing unusual at the moment, Mr. Pearson. A red disc swimming in the blue sea. Transverse stripes across the disc. Why should think now? Because Mars happens to be at the point nearest the Earth in opposition.
In your opinion, what do these transverse stripes signify?
Not canals, I can assure you, Mr. Phillips. Although it's a popular conjecture of those who imagine Mars to be inhabited. From a scientific viewpoint, these stripes are merely the result of atmospheric conditions in the Earth's planet.
Then you're quite convinced, as a scientist, that living intelligence as we know it does not exist on Mars?
There's a chance against it, there are thousands of one.
And yet, how do you account for these gas eruptions occurring on the surface of the planet at regular intervals?
Well, I cannot account for
it. By the way, sir, for the benefit of our listeners, how far is Mars from the Earth?
Approximately 40 million miles.
Well, that seems a safe enough distance. Someone has just handed Professor Pearson a message. While he reads it, let me remind you that we are speaking to you from the observatory in Princeton, New Jersey, where we are interviewing the world-famous astronomer, Professor Pearson. One moment, please. Professor Pearson has passed me a message that he has just received. Professor, may I read the message to the listening audience?
Certainly. I set down these notes on paper. I'm obsessed by the thought that I may be the last living man on Earth. Hiding in this empty house near Grover's Mill, small island of daylight cut off by the black smoke of the rest of the world. All that happened before the arrival of these monstrous creatures in the world now seems part of another life. Life in its own continuity with the present. Furtive existence, a lonely derelict. Pencil these words on the back of some astronomical notes there. Down at my blackened hand. I had to connect them with the professor who lived in Princeton on the night of October 20th. Lips to his telescope, an orange flash of light on a distant planet. Why? My colleagues, my students, books. Time passed when I know human hands left. writing down my daily life, I tell myself I shall preserve the history between the dark covers of the little book and record the stars. Right and left. I'm holding bread in the kitchen. Time to time I catch sight of a Martian above the black smoke. Smoke still holds the house in its black coil, but calling Langham Field. Bayonne, New Jersey, calling Langham Field. Come in, please. This is Bayonne, New Jersey, calling Langham Field.